Hi everyone, and welcome to my podcast. As an educator, I consider myself a lifelong learner. Since the world is always changing, especially with the integration of technology like AI, there is always something new to learn. Today, we are going to discuss the Universal Design for Learning, or UDL. Not sure what this is? Well then, you're in for a treat. According to Morin, Universal Design for Learning is an approach to teaching and learning that gives all students an equal opportunity to succeed. The idea is to use a variety of teaching methods to remove any barriers to learning. Teachers identify and implement strategies to help students overcome or work around barriers to be successful. When identifying and designing a UDL strategy that would best suit the learner's needs, some factors that Ralibate state include the goal of what it will accomplish, the materials the educator will need to use, how the strategy will be implemented, and how to assess the depth of student learning and understanding after using the UDL strategy. Here's a relatable example that will get you thinking of how the concept of universal design for learning works. Ralibate mentioned that a ramp can be used as a replacement for stairs. The ramp allows the wheelchair to move smoothly to reach a higher platform easily. But the beauty of ramps is that people who are pushing baby strollers, on crutches, pushing carts, or transporting heavy objects that are hard to carry also benefit from using a ramp. The same principle applies to learning. When we design instruction with everyone in mind, utilizing UDL strategies like captioned videos, choices or options in assignments, or interactive visuals like simulations, create ways that benefit many learners. For example, using subtitles in a video will not only benefit learners who grasp information through text, but those who learn better with visuals can read the subtitles if they do not hear certain parts of the video. UDL connects with the cognitivist theory, since it goes beyond the external behavior to understand what is happening inside the learner's brain. Information that is being learned goes through multiple processes before it is stored as a short-term or long-term memory. Thankfully, as children grow older, they use their metacognition skills to identify their learning processes and knowledge, which then allows them to choose strategies that work for them. Since this generation has grown up with technology and cognitive ability is multifaceted, learners will have varying abilities. When I was in the BEd program, we learned about developing relationships with our students and how important it is to their learning. I wasn't quite sure what that meant back then. But after a few years of teaching full-time, I realized that it not only helped students feel safe, but also allowed me to personalize strategies that would work best for them. I also understood that while technology can be a great asset as a UDL strategy that will benefit many students, it can also have some drawbacks. As a supply teacher, I noticed that students get distracted even though the teacher supplied them with amazing online learning tools. Therefore, technology is a tool that needs to be guided by the teacher for optimal learning results. So, what's next? Well, the Universal Design for Learning is a great way to cater to an individual student's learning needs and can be a great benefit for students when the resources are used appropriately. While it may take time and practice to identify solutions and implement them initially, it will get easier and create a more inclusive, engaging, and effective learning environment. The references for this podcast are in the description below. Thanks for listening.